you to be a part of what God is doing, to press forward early in this morning, to be on the line. And it is now 6 o'clock, so we're going to go on and get the call started because we want to give the man of God plenty of time to minister the word of God. We are always excited on Tuesdays as we receive a rich word from the throne room of God. So at this time, we're going to ask our prayer general to come forward on the line, Ms. Amber, and open us up with a word of prayer, please. Amber? Okay, I see you're on the line. Amber, you probably need
God bless Pastor Vanessa. We're going to have Sister Willa. We have our April schedule. It's Sister Willa.
I'm sorry, I didn't get
that's
that.
That's okay.
Okay.
I sent it out last week. God bless Sister Willa. Are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
Just star 6 yourself.
No, she's open.
Okay.
Good morning. Let's go before the Lord.
Willa, talk up just a little bit. I can barely hear you.
Can you hear me now?
That's much better.
Okay. Is this better? Praise God. Father, we come to you this morning with hearts of thanksgiving and praise. We thank and praise you for having your angels encamped about us while we slept, knowing that you had everything concerning us and everything around us under control. Father, we thank and praise you for your mercy, that we didn't have to use yesterday's mercy, last week's mercy, last month, the last year mercy, but you said that your mercy is new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Father God, we thank and praise you for saving us, that not only do we enjoy everlasting life with you, but that we enjoy a relationship with you right now as kingdom kids. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. We thank and praise you that you told us that if we ask for forgiveness of our sins, that you are faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. So we ask for that forgiveness of our sins, O Lord. Father God, we thank and praise you for the call of one Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa's life to embrace the concept and start the Master's Morning Call. We thank and praise you, O Lord, for their faithfulness to this ministry each and every morning. Father, you told us where two or more are gathered in your name, you are in the midst. So we praise you for the shift in the atmosphere because of the power and the anointing upon this call as we join together. In Jesus' name, we bind any biological attack that sets itself against the knowledge of God and loose the power that sets the captives free. Father God, we lift up the founders of artists. We thank you for the vision of the Diaz de Leon family and that you, O Lord, will continue to order their footsteps and bless and strengthen them as they continue to be a blessing to others. Thank you, Father, for putting them on the earth for such a time as this because countless lives have been changed. Father, now bless our speaker as he brings the Rhema word to us this morning. O Father God, speak through him that the word goes forth unhindered, unchecked, untampered by any outside force. We thank and praise you, O Lord, that the airwaves are clear and that the word is transmitted with clarity. Finally, O Lord, I praise you that the word that falls on ears that are listening and hearts that are open, that as we feast on this first meal this morning, that we be a blessing and share this wonderful feast to encourage, inspire, uplift somebody today. These things we ask and give you praise for in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Back to you,
amen.
Pastor.
Amen. Thank you so much, woman of God. And I'm so sorry, but I now recognize and got it together. And we appreciate you, Miss Willa, new to our team, opening us up with that anointed word of prayer. It is so important to strategically set the heavens. And we thank you, woman of God, for being willing to and ready to open us up in prayer this morning. Well, we just have a few announcements because we want to give the man of God plenty of time to go forth in the word today. We want to always encourage and invite everyone to visit our website. There you'll find our email, which is the Master's Morning Call at gmail.com. themastersmorningcall@gmail.com, and we encourage you to send us an email, a prayer request. It is a desire of ours to stand in the gap and really bombard heaven to cover your prayers. We understand the power of prayer, and there the email address is. But more importantly, when you see our mission statement and the scripture there, you'll see the whole arsenal of words that are packed, power-packed, messages, the links where you can go 24/7 and just listen and feast and feed your spirit, your mind, your soul on all the messages we've had over the last few months. God has been good to us on the Master's Call, and we're so excited that there's a place you can go when you need to be encouraged, and that website is www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. The Masters with an S, morningcall.wordpress.com. And we encourage you to go there. We encourage you to send the website to others, send the link to others. When I look at how many people go at different times of the day and click on the different links, it's such a blessing, because that is a goal and desire of the Master's Call. We also want to remind our artist family of the many, many exciting promotions that are going on. This call was linked together because we as an artist family understand the power of the Word of God and the unity of prayer being one mind, one voice, and one message. And we are in the midst of some awesome ATC training going on literally all over the world. We want to encourage you to keep in prayer on April 9th and 10th. Our ATC team will be traveling across the waters to the London, UK. And to please keep them in prayer. The Diaz de Leon family, our founders, will be there, Antonio and Elvia, we're covering her in prayer. She's pregnant again, and we want to keep her body covered and lifted up in prayer as they travel, along with Antonio and his wife, and Michael Kloss will be going, and other Platinum Presidents as they go with the theme in London to rewind, restart, and renew. So we want to keep them lifted up for our artist training courses. They're taking it all around the world. And then the following weekend, all roads lead to Houston, Texas. We're so excited. We have Platinums who are faithful on this call every morning, along with 9 Platinums plus our 3 here in Dallas will be going down, and we know some others will be flying in. But more important, we need you there to our ATC training, which will be in Houston, Texas, at the Holiday Inn by the Reliant Stadium, 8111 Kirby Drive in Houston, Texas. It's a $20 fee. There'll be no registration at the door, and we're encouraging you to visit the website, www.atchouston.eventbrite.com, atchouston.eventbrite, and bright is spelled B-R-I-T-E.com, and get your tickets. It's going to be an awesome time of training, of just learning the tools that we need to take our business to another level. And we also want to announce, because many of you all are from the Chicago and the Milwaukee area, this also coming Saturday, April 9th, Platinum Presidents Harvey and Verdita Monk will be on the 9th in Chicago area at the Holiday Inn Midway Airport, and they're calling it a health feast. Health Fest, I'm sorry, and it's $10 in advance and $15 at the door. And we are encouraging you to go to the website to get all the details, which is www.reshapeandloseweight.com, reshapeandloseweight.com. And while they're on the road, Verdita and Harvey will leave that Saturday from Chicago and head toward Milwaukee. And they will be in Milwaukee on April 11th at the Radisson Hotel, 7065 Northport, Washington Road in Milwaukee. So we're encouraging you to go out. And I tell you, Verdita and Harvey are awesome trainers. And Verdita, I love to brag about how we've known each other since kids when we started started Spelman College together back at 17 and 18 years old, and she's always had a spirit of excellence on her. So you folks in Chicago and Milwaukee, we're encouraging you to come out. Now at this time, we want to bring forth our speaker, and we always love to have his other half introduce the man of God and bring him forth to deliver what is always an on-time Rhema word. So, Dr. Joycelyn, the floor is yours to introduce the man of God to bring us the word this morning.
Good morning to this artist family, the Master's Morning Call listeners. God bless you this morning. It is a privilege and an honor to introduce this morning's minister of the gospel. He hails from Brookhaven, Mississippi, via Hartford, Wisconsin, on the north side of town this morning. He is the senior pastor of Berean Family Worship Center in Milwaukee. He is an apostle, an author. He is, first of all, my husband, also the father of our children, a man of honor, man of truth, and one of godly character. I want to also introduce my prophet, my priest, and my provider to those of you that are on the call this morning. Pastor, are you on the line this morning?
Good morning to each of you. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, we can. God bless you, sir.
Bless you, sweetheart. Good morning to you, Pastor Vanessa, Pastor PK, to the artist family on the Master's Call. It is truly a blessing and an honor to be here once again. Let's go right into the word. I feel prompted, I believe, and led of the Lord here to speak concerning know your season. Know your season. And my goal is to, the next few times, speak in regards to this. I want to talk this morning about understanding your season. Ecclesiastes 3:1 said, to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. We need to know that everything that God is doing in your life, there is a season for it. This season is working an end goal. God wants to get you to your ultimate prophetic word that he's put over your life to bring you to the end, so that in the end, in completing the assignment, the design of you, to complete what God has given you, there are different seasons that he brings you and I through, and we only have a time, certain time period to get those different assignments done. Under Proverbs 29:18, which I want to deal with this morning, it said, where there is no vision, the people perish, but he that keepeth the law, happy is he. New King James Version said, where there is no revelation, the people cast off restraint, but happy is he who keeps the law. I believe the Amplified said, where there is no redemptive revelation. And that's very important, because whatever God is working in your life and wants to work through your life, it's not just something he does for you, but he gives us redemptive revelation so that we not only have been redeemed, but we're going to be used to help redeem others, to change our situation, our families, our cities, our communities. God wants to redeem this earth and the things that's done in it. God wants us as governors of this planet. God wants us as those who are kingdom children to bring the heaven, if you will, into the earth. And so God has redemptive purpose. So whatever the vision, whatever the revelation, it has redemption in it to change the whole situation that's around us. And so if you don't know your season, if you don't know where you are right now in the process, you can be doing the wrong thing and therefore not getting the right results. And so you and I must know the season that we are presently in. And it's very important, because if you don't know the season, you don't know what time it is. If you don't know what time it is, you don't know where you should be right now. And if you don't know where you should be and what time it is, you don't know what you should be doing. And so we want to be doing the right thing. Praise God. So vision, let me just give you a quick and very short definition. That is, it is prophetic purposes or reveal purposes. It is prophetic purposes or reveal purposes. If we are unrestrained because we don't know what time we are, what the season we are, then we become untrained. Because in your season, God is allowing you to go through this particular season to train you for your future final prophetic word. And so if we are unrestrained in our season, then we become untrained. When we come to the house of God, we should be receiving prophetic purpose. In other words, the man or the woman of God who's bringing forth the word should be releasing word that's going to help set the prophetic purpose of that house. And as believers, because God has assigned us to that local house, then it tells me that the prophetic purpose of that house is connected to my personal prophetic purpose. You don't just join a church because you like it or you like the people, you like the praise and worship, you like the youth department. We can go on and on. But you need to understand wherever God has called you, your destiny is connected with that house. And so the men and women of God should be releasing prophetic purpose every time you come, something that's connected to you. Praise God. And that's very, very important that we understand that God always gives us a picture of where he's going. When we understand God's vision, it creates an environment of energy around you. The vision will energize you. It's like breathing spiritual oxygen. It's like when Adam received his first breath, God breathed into Adam the breath of life. He became a living soul. But God didn't just breathe oxygen into him. He also breathed purpose into him. This vision will provide a way for you to get resources from heaven. I say all the time, I'm not just trying to find something to do and want to do it good. I want to know what is God's plan. My job and your job is to discover the plan of God, because as we discover the plan of God, it's already blessed. And as I walk into that, all the resources I need will come because I'm walking out the plan of God. God has already placed those things there. And by faith, which is the key that I can unlock the treasures of heaven to receive everything I need. And God and I have an understanding. I'll do whatever God wants me to do, but I will not beg and please, because I believe that when I do what he tells me to do, I have every right to expect him to give me everything I need to carry out the plan of God. And I tell you what, this understanding has worked very well for me. Praise God. It provides a way for us to get the resources. The moment we accept God's vision, everything you need to complete the vision will come alongside of you. You will begin to interpret your whole life through the light of this vision. You'll understand what you're going through now and why you're going through this. Because if you don't understand that, you'll cast off restraints. When God gave a vision to your pastor, and God said, now here's what I want to do in this local house, and when you were called alongside there, then God said, listen, if you're in your place, as I'm releasing purpose in this house, I will be releasing purposes in you. You'll get better understanding of the season of this church. You'll understand your season that you're in. There's no way the church can be in a season and you're in a different season. That's ridiculous. That doesn't make any sense at all. That's not like God, who's a God of order. Praise God. And so I need to understand, what's the season of this local house? I need to work in that season, because as prophetic purposes are released there, it will also be released in me. If we are unrestrained again, we will become untrained. The nature of disciples is to be disciplined. And so there's training always taking place in our lives. And if we won't listen to what's happening in the house and understand what God is doing there, then we can miss also the purposes we have. Only by seeing the prophetic picture will you understand your current situation. Every event of our lives is connected with what God has planned for the end result of our lives. Let me say that again. Every event of our lives is connected. You have to see the connection. Every event of our life is connected with what God has planned for the end result of our lives. We are not yet qualified in our current condition for the ultimate prophetic word over our lives. To get the ultimate prophetic word over our lives, there is a journey to qualify us. Every stage is preparing you for the ultimate. Everything you're going through now is preparing you for the ultimate. You are larger in the future than you are now. You can outgrow your current situation by continuing to eat the word of God and to grow in grace and in the knowledge of God. There are cycles in the process of your ultimate prophetic season, similar to the natural cycles of life and similar to the natural cycles of agriculture, which is a seed time and harvest. We understand that when we have certain seeds or certain vegetables and so on, there is a cycle. We cannot violate the cycle, because if we do, we won't get the ultimate fruit that we're looking for, or our fruit will be greatly reduced. So I just want to use these in just very similar, because on the next time we're going to talk in more detail, we're going to begin a process of getting us through these cycles and understanding what's happening in these cycles so we can cooperate with God, cooperate in our season, in our cycles, to get the ultimate fruit. Praise God. In the very beginning, we have springtime when it begins to rain, and it's time of planting. It's, the ground has to be broken up. Amen. Weeds has to be removed out of our lives, and we put the seeds in. And there is great expectation of a future harvest, and there's great talk and declarations, and here's what we're going to do, and we're going to get this amount of crop, and we're going to bring these things in and do these things. Well, also in the natural cycle of life. Now, there's two, and I want to talk about one. There's one where we're actually born called the life cycle itself, that is adolescent, there's teenagers, that is adult, and then there's seniors. But I want to talk about conception and pregnancy and then birth and then the life itself. So at the very beginning of this, we have, in the springtime of life, conception. That's where we have intimacy with the man and the woman, the married man and the woman, praise God. You need to clarify some things, praise God. That's where we have the intimacy, praise God. And the conception is taking place, praise God. And declarations are being made, praise God. Conception happens, praise God. But in spiritually, the same thing happened. The times of prayer, times of seeking God and fasting. God now gives us prophetic seed. While in that intimacy with him, he plants a vision in our hearts, and we begin to see it, and we get excited about it, praise God, because we have expectation of great things that God is going to do. He's shown us this thing. And then there's summertime, and when the rain stops and the plant root system are starting to go down into the ground, summertime can be very stressful, if you will, upon the fruit, because there's not much rain, praise God. The rain from heaven is not coming in, and praise God, you have to learn how to produce your own rain, glory to God. But the root system goes deep into the ground, and the fruit is under pressure because it's being produced, and the fruit is being made, praise God. This is also the time of gestation for a woman, where her body goes through major changes. It's under stress. Toxin has to go. She's throwing up, amen. She's getting rid of poisons in her system, and in a spiritual life, God brings pressure to produce his fruit, and so there's problems, amen, that's going on, and because the poison that stop your growth, stop your maturity, that will hinder your next level, that will hinder your ultimate prophetic word of God in your life, has to go, praise God. And so you don't need to fight against that, because God is producing fruit in your life. And God is making the word that he showed you become flesh to you. And then there's fall. This is the time of harvest, where the fruit is now on the vine, praise God. And we're able to go get the fruit off the vine. And I don't know about here, but down south, they used to, when they have the fruit, and people will get together and preserve the fruit and put them in jars, praise God. So for they know the future day, you're going to be able to come back and get that fruit and eat off that fruit that you've worked and labored for. Whereas the same thing in the natural cycle, that now the birth of the child is done, and now there is the rearing, there's the preparing and preserving that child for an adulthood. And then finally there is the winter. Winter is the time of rest. You can't plant during the winter, praise God. It's the time that you're eating off the abundance of your harvest. It's the time you go in and pull those preserves out, amen. Get you some nice hot biscuits and pull out those pears, praise God, those canned figs, amen. I know some of y'all don't know anything about that, but praise God, we'll teach y'all later. But you get your preserves, you pull them out, praise God. You've worked hard, now you're eating off of your labor. Well, it's the same thing with the time of life. You learn how to come, and you learn how to work, and now this is you're living off the dream you've had. You've gone to school, you've done the things, trained yourself, and prepared. Now you're living off that. Well, spiritually, it's the same thing. And we've talked to you the difference between a job and work. A job is where you work for money, but the work is what God's called you for. He has designed you for. And when you operate in that thing, it will pay you, praise God. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, all these things to be added. As we seek this, as we learn, and we now gone through our summer, we understand our anointing. We understand how our anointing works, praise God. And therefore, now we're working the work that God give us, and now it's producing finances, amen. And we're able to rest now and receive off the gift God gave us. So if we don't see where we're going during our current situation, we'll cast off restraint and blame others for our difficulties. When we know where we're going, we'll tolerate the distractions along the way. We must be able to tie it all together to know that it brings us to an ultimate end. I want you to understand your season. You need to know where you are right now. so that you don't cast off restraint, that you won't blame others, that you will be able to receive what God has for you during this season. Back to you, Pastor Vanessa.
Oh, my God. Awesome, awesome, awesome word as usual. Know your season. Man of God, I was writing so fast, I'm going to listen to that tape again and again. He talked about the redemptive revelation and how we must know our season. And thank you, man of God, for going through those four seasons, bringing enlightenment and utmost illumination to our understanding of when we walk through our seasons in life. Oh, I encourage each and every one of you to listen to that word again, for truly it was a rhema word from the throne room of God. Thank you again, man of God. Now, at this time, we're going to ask Minister Candy to come to the line and lead us in our time of prayer for our prayer requests and just cover us and close us out in prayer. Candy, speak real loud for me, and the floor is yours.
Okay, can you hear me?
That's good.
Great. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Heavenly Father, as we close this call and start our day, we just want to take a few minutes more to worship you. You are the Most High God. Lord, everything began with you, and you are everlasting. Lord, you are great. You are the living God and the merciful God. You are faithful. You are a mighty God. You are truth, justice, and righteousness. Father, you exalted your name and your word above everything, and you have magnified your word above your name. And you said for us to remind you of your word. So I remind you, you said you shall supply all our need according to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And I call upon the windows of heaven to open and pour out a blessing to overflow in our storehouses, Lord. I call upon the grace of God, every favor and earthly blessing to abound toward us in abundance so that we are self-sufficient and able to furnish every good work and charitable donation. You said we are the seed of Abraham. So this is the season, Lord God, to call upon the wealth and riches to be in our houses. So I call us rich, very rich. Lord, you are our blessing. You are the blessing, and we will go into the nations and lift up the name of Jesus. Lord, we are blessed to be a blessing to those that we come across, Lord God. You said we are redeemed from the curse by the blood of the Lamb. And God, this is the season for us to call upon that blood of Jesus to cover sicknesses and all diseases, aches and pains and joints and disorders and broken bones, heart problems, muscular problems, skeletal and nerve disorders, chemical imbalances, and brain dysfunctions, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we call up on that blood, Lord God. We are joint heirs with Jesus, Lord God. And Father God, you said that you give us power to get wealth, Lord God. So we call upon that this morning, Lord God. You said you would increase us and our children, Lord God, more and more. So, Father, this is the season for the angels to go forth and go after our wayward children who have gone astray. Give them the vision, the knowledge, and the experience that they need to come home. Draw them to you, God. Father God, I bind the hand of the enemy. I draw a bloodline between the enemy and us. I loose the anointing of God over our lives and the lives of our loved ones. Your word says no weapon formed against us shall prosper. So I call, Father God, I call upon every person within the sound of my voice to be blessed, their families blessed, their loved ones blessed, and I call upon the blood of Jesus that will keep and protect us. And I seal this prayer with that blood covering in Jesus' name. Father, I pray you continue to bless the founders of this master's call, Dr. Vanessa and Dr. PK. Bless Pastor Henderson. Bless his family and his ministry, Lord God. Bless the Diaz de Leon family and artists. Bless all the distributors and artists, Lord God. And I pray for protection and safety over them, especially those who are traveling, Lord. I pray for the listeners who are not a part of artists, Lord God. Bless them. Give them, oh God, a complete understanding, oh God, of who you are and who you are to them, Lord God. Father, I pray you continue to guide us and as we follow the footsteps that you have ordered for us. Let us forever be mindful of your presence in our lives. And Father God, let us always remember that we are privileged to have you and to be serving you, Lord God. We love
you. Thank you, Lord.
Praise you. We honor you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Back to you, Pastor Vanessa.
Amen, amen. Thank you, woman of God, for that time of prayer and an intercession and of sealing the word of God this morning. We appreciate you. And again, Pastor Henderson, awesome, awesome word from the throne room of God. We so celebrate you and you being a part of the Master's Call family. And we thank you, Ms. Wella, for opening us up in prayer. We celebrate the Jesus in you for making this call possible by clearing the heavens with your opening prayer. And for each and every one of you on the line this morning, you didn't have to get up and press forward, but you did. And I know you were fed, encouraged, empowered, and enlightened to go out this day and do kingdom building. For the theme of this Master's Call is to always submit to the call on your life from the Master and be that minister in the marketplace. So we encourage you to go out and have an awesome day in Christ. Be blessed in all that you do, and bye-bye. We also want to remind, as you all are leaving, our prayer team to hang on the line, but everybody else, we've done the benediction and have a great day.